We had one or two bumps and bruises with one or two, as you expect after a physical game like we had on Saturday. But no, everybody's fit and well. And apart from the, like you just said there, Carl Vassell and Mark Cullen, we're not doing too bad. And Jim McAllister stepped up again this week, and he's doing ever so well.
Is he in contention yet, Gary? Do you think he will be
No,
over Christmas or not?
not yet. Certainly, I think we're looking at the new year for him, but the progress is in which he's making, and he's running without near as close to a limp, So he's very, very close, to be fair to him. And his intensity and his enthusiasm for training is a great example for all the younger ones, because he has unbelievable desire to get back playing and get back fit.
Have you learnt a lot more about the lad when he's not played than you had when
Yeah,
he was
well,
yours?
you do, but at the same time, what you do learn is just what a good character he is, even more so than what you originally thought. His unbelievable work rate, like I say, his enthusiasm, his passion, and this moment in time, he's hurting as much as anybody with the results that we've had the last couple of weeks. And he's not involved in that sense. And it's such a pleasure to see that, because I think this day and age, there's allegations thrown at players that they don't care. And here's someone that's not played for close to 7 months now, and has still got that desire to win and perform.
You got Curtis Tilt back last week.
Yeah.
How much of a boost has that been?
Well, massively. He's been one of our standout players this season, and it's been a hell of a story from him in terms of his first time in professional football. We restricted Shrewsbury, who were flying in the league, setting in the league, to one shot on target the whole game. Unfortunately for us, that one shot went in. But that partnership of Tilty and Clark Robertson, has proved very successful for us, certainly at the beginning of the season. And when we first have Clark out and then we had Tilty out, we leaked goals. Well, last week on Saturday, we looked a lot more solid at the back.
I know we spoke briefly about the window in January opening,
Yeah.
that sort of thing. It was, I remember this time last year speaking to you, you were relatively happy with what you had,
Yes.
and in terms of what happened in January, probably more ins and outs happened than at first you may have envisaged. Do
Yeah, that's
you
right.
see it being kind of the same this year, that you see how the month goes?
No, we're working tirelessly now to identify certain areas, and it's no secret that at the top end of the pitch, that's one area that we're working for. But of course, like I said last week, after the game, the situation with the club is out of my hands and it's out of my control. So we've just got to see where we're at come January when that window opens, and hopefully we'll be able to do some business, because it's no secret that we need to do that.
You have got, I think, Longstaff's original loan is till January, isn't
Yeah,
it? Are
yeah.
you already in talks with
Yes,
Newcastle?
we are. We are. We're in talks with Newcastle with Sean Longstaff, and we're in talks with Birmingham with Viv Solomon.
And are you hopeful on both that
Yeah,
you want
yeah.
both to stay? Is that
Yes,
that's fair to say?
that's correct.